Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We have, the HVAC guy coming in today because we don't have any heat in one part of the house. So that's where Linda is this morning. Today is the 3rd of March, 2023, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nathan's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, I am doing fine, son. What is the national day today? Or is there?
There is a national day today, and it is National Employee Appreciation Day. Well, I feel appreciated.
Do you feel appreciated? You're really going to feel appreciated Monday when the checks are handed out. Then you'll feel appreciation. I sign them and I put little hearts on them. I'm checking with one of my employees because I said, I don't think this is enough money. I do not think the employee charged me enough money for the work that this person did. That's all I'm going to say.
All right.
It says on the bottom of the check, come see me.
just to round it off, we have National Cold Cuts Day.
What's your favorite cold cut?
Turkey. I'm not real like
turkey.
Yeah.
You know what? Like, I'm gonna gross people out here. Sometimes I'm eating that sliced turkey or chicken, and I think, and I'm looking at, I'm thinking of human flesh.
Oh.
How would you know? See, but you know, like salami, roast beef, that's okay. Don't ask me why.
Definitely not human.
I know. Am I the only one that thinks that when you know? And you open it up sometimes, and you go, I guess I am. All right. So what's the weather look like now that I've totally grossed out the whole audience?
It's going to be cold.
And they're hurling in their cereal this morning.
All right. Today we have widespread frost, mainly between 7 and 8 this morning. Otherwise, cloudy with a high near 55. Tonight, it's going to be snow, showers after 4 a.m. Low around 33. West high winds coming around. Not too high, actually, just about 5 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation, 80%. Saturday's rain and snow showers, becoming rain after 9 a.m., high near 50. That's when it gets windy. High gusts around 22 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 100%. And snow, about half an inch. Saturday night, rain, snow, cold. Yeah.
Okay, Sunday and Sunday are the same.
Yeah, and more
Monday,
cold.
Monday is the same.
Yeah, it's going to be cold.
That's all the way through next Tuesday, my friends.
Right.
Okay, so get ready. It's going to be cold.
Wednesday it gets sunny, partly cloudy.
Okay, so maybe next Wednesday we get a break. I don't mind the rain. I don't mind the cold. It's when they put the snow in there. If you're having to be outside and you're trying to get something done and the snow's coming down on you, if it was just snow, that'd be okay, but it can't make up its mind. It'll snow for 5 minutes and it'll rain. And then the sleet. So, hey, but the weather report, not the weather, but the weather report is being brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They do treat their customers as warm friends. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Katrina, and she's with Sparky.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I missed you last week.
I missed you guys, too.
Yeah, 6 inches of snow, and it stopped you.
I do not have four-wheel drive.
Oh, no.
Apparently I should, though.
Oh, no. I talked to a lot of friends with businesses and their employees. You know, 2 out of 8 employees show up. 1 out of 6. You know why?
We're not built for snow.
Hey, they don't have Huns that work for me. Every one of my people came in, and then an extra. Came in that morning. But they've been raised in Bernie and Alturas, and they've got four-wheel drive vehicles, and this was just like, get out of my way. Okay. Tell us about Sparky.
Sparky's really special. I decided to bring him for Pet of the Week because he is a dog that is definitely overlooked. I mean, we have a lot of them, you know, that kind of fall to the wayside. Sparky's kind of special because he's actually been with us for 273 days.
Which means he came to you when he was like one and a half, maybe.
Pretty much. Because, yeah, we think he's around 2 years old.
Yeah.
So he's a young guy. And Sparky's really special because he's a dog that he just really doesn't have a lot of, like, behavioral issues. You know, some dogs, they do require a lot of training, and they require someone who has the time to, you know, really work with them. And Sparky is just a really overall, just really good dog. He's pretty easy on the leash, and he's very friendly with everyone. Like, right now, he's over there giving you kisses.
He is.
And when I came in, you know, he wanted to meet everyone, but he's, for the most part, has just been laying here on the floor next to me. He's just a really friendly dog. He's very easy to handle, and it's kind of shocking, actually, that he's still with us. He's never been adopted. And it's kind of a shame, because he's an amazing dog.
Right now, Sparky and I are starting to have a relationship built. Because he's over here. He is such a nice dog.
He's so friendly.
But you know what? He's a pity or a pity mix.
He is a pit mix.
A pit mix. He is black with a white, with a kind of a white stripe on his head and all this. He's been sitting down, just like Katrina said, and, or laying down. We're trying to get his picture this morning. All he wanted to do was, hey, let me lick your face. You know, Nathan, you know, squats down to take the pictures. And it was like, oh, you're in my space. Let's party.
Right. It made him so happy. You know, and he's just a really fun guy, and he has a really good smile. If you look at him, he's so cute. And yeah, I know, you know, at the shelter, he doesn't stand out much. He kind of is one that he's just kind of, if you're walking through the kennels, he's not usually like up at the kennel. He's usually kind of just laying in his bed. I think he's just kind of used to the commotion and of, you know, people passing by. But he's a really fantastic dog, and I think he would be a good fit for most people because he's a very, like, mid-energy dog. He's not one that you're going to have to run for hours a day, you know, to get him to calm down. He's definitely one that I think would be satisfied going for some good walks and just getting to spend a lot of time with his people.
Well, you know, it's like Dr. Kahn says, you walk 30 minutes a day, you're going to live 5 years longer. Here's a great opportunity to not only save your life, but to save another life. You can take Sparky with you, and because he's good on a leash, and so you can walk down the river trail. And you know, if you're a little concerned about maybe some of the denizens of the dark that are on the river trail, you've got Sparky, and he weighs what, 50 pounds?
Yeah, I'd say about.
Yeah, and he is he's good size, and he looks like the kind that you're sitting on the couch. And there's a kind of a head comes into your lap. First it'll be on your foot, and it'll be in your lap. And if you're not doing anything, if you're not saying stop, Sparky kind of get one foot up on the couch, and then second. And pretty soon, Sparky's on the couch with his head in your lap.
I think he read his mind.
I think that I look at this dog, and I can see that. He'll greet you when you come home. And you know what? He will give you unconditional love. You don't have to worry about getting into a argument with Sparky.
Exactly. He will always agree.
He will always agree.
Especially if you've got a treat in hand.
Especially if you got, you know, wouldn't it be nice if the Board of Supervisors meeting was like this, where everybody's getting riled up and somebody says, I have a treat here. If you calm down, you get a treat.
Wouldn't life be so much more simple?
I don't know if you ever watched that show, it's the one with Sheldon. What's the name of that show, Nathan? Are you paying attention? What's the name of that show, you know, with Sheldon and Leonard and Penny?
Third Rock.
Anyway.
Son. It's the other one.
He was training Penny with, Sheldon was training Penny with chocolate.
Oh my God.
Anyway, okay, look, how does somebody come in and get Sparky?
So you just need to come on down to Haven Humane. We're located at 7449 East Side Road, off of 273. We do, you know, do adoptions by appointment, but we're usually pretty lenient about if you're just walking in, that if we have the availability, we definitely want to let you meet with somebody. And you definitely want to come meet with Sparky. Like I said, I think he'd be a good fit for pretty much most households, whether you have kids, whether it's just you by yourself, whether you live in a big house, small house. I think he would do great pretty much anywhere.
Okay.
Anywhere there's a lot of love. So definitely come on down, and you can always give us a call at 530-241-1653 if you have any questions.
Okay. So how much does it cost to adopt?
Sparky's adoption fee is $75.
We will pay that. KCNR will pay the adoption fee. Make sure when you go to the other places that his adoption fee is paid for, and we will pay for Sparky.
Well, thank you.
No, I mean it. He's a good dog.
He's fantastic.
And the event's coming on March 18th.
Yeah, Doggy Dash.
Doggy
it's
Dash.
Finally here, so about 2 weeks away. So Doggy Dash, you know, it's a 5K, 10K. It's the only certified 5K, 10K where dogs are allowed and, of course, encouraged in this event. So if you want to attend, you can register ahead of time on active.com or you can register the date of the event at the Sundial Bridge where it's held. And it's a really, really fun time. There's prizes available. And also, if you bring your dog in a costume, there's also a costume contest for them as well.
Now, I'm just thinking is that Sparky would be a great dog for at least the 5K.
Oh, yeah. He would love it.
He would love that.
And he loves being around other dogs, too. So
okay, he's good with other dogs.
Yeah. I think
oh,
he would
great.
Love seeing them.
Oh, no. I think you'd have a great time. Okay. And as with all dogs that you adopt, give them a week. Don't take them one night and bring them back because they're having to adjust just like you are. So give them a week.
Exactly.
Minimum a week.
That.
Yeah.
Very important.
Okay, Katrina, thank you very, very, very much. I know you have to go to other places, but now you can announce on the other shows that his adoption fee has been paid, and I dare you to say it's by Free Fire Radio.
I shall. Thank you so much.
There you go. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to be right back after the
really
break.
Quick. It was the Big Bang Theory, by the way.
Big Bang Theory. Thank you very, very much. Okay, good luck there, Sparky.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. It is 7:21 in the morning here on the 3rd, 40 degrees. This is just we're just warming up for this weekend. So, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, a local business, locally owned. Great selection of jewelry. Super people down there, Rebecca and Henry. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and Linda and Trish hang out there. Like I said, a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. Where do I start? Paper today had an interesting article. And I heard some more about it last night, and I was at a meeting. One of the candidates for the Shasta County executive job position, you know, they've interviewed a number of people, and I guess they've put an offer out. And one of the candidates is a guy by the name of Chris Street. Now, I'm not Chris Street. You may have heard of the name, you know, several years ago, in 2010, so that is a long time ago, was accused of, he was the former Orange County treasurer and tax collector who decided not to run for re-election in 2010. That's the same year he was ordered to pay more than $7 million in damages for allegedly mismanaging a trust. Now, he appealed that ruling, but was unsuccessful. However, in 2017, he was awarded nearly $10 million in a malpractice suit against an attorney who represented him in the civil case. So he came out with $3 million ahead, which he didn't because his lawyer took whole a buttload. But he is also the vice president. Let me see, make sure I got this right. He is the vice president of New California. Now, that's a movement that wants to split California into two states, which is different than the state of Jefferson.
Right.
And they don't get along too well.
Why?
Well, it's because the new California wants to split it like east and west. And, of course, state of Jefferson is the 12 counties up here. And, a new state from that. Anyway, So he's talked about the group's economic plan as it works to split California into two states. And it's, it's a rival to the State of Jefferson movement. Both groups want to split the state, but in different directions, east, west, north, south. So anyway, he's also a host of the syndicated Agenda 21 radio show. And he's, you know, and he also writes articles for Breitbart. So they haven't made I don't know if they've made a decision yet. And the fact that, that Street is a candidate, because you don't know who the candidates are, is not a very well kept secret. I mean, I heard about it yesterday. And rumor has it from what he's told people on the streets that he's got the job.
How?
I don't know. They may have, you know, they may have offered. Well, today's Thursday. They may have made the offer earlier this week. I'm not sure, but if any of the Board of Supervisors is listening, they can tell me if that decision has been made. And so that'll be interesting to see if that indeed is the case.
Okay.
Because you kind of like, you know, I don't know. With that, one of the questions brought up was, well, since you work with Sacramento, is that going to make any difference? Since you're one of the leaders of a movement to split California into two states. I don't know.
I'm here to ruin your job. Yeah. Can we work together?
Well, hey, I'd like to be your friend. However, I'd also like to have my own state.
Sounds fair. Yeah. Okay.
Well, frankly, California needs to either put more I'm not even going to get into this. This is a very well-known fact. However, we don't have the representation to protect us up here in the North State. We just don't. You know, one L.A. county, not even a county. One county there, you know, like doubles our population up here. So they've got like 47 assembly people. We have one.
They'll never let us go.
They've got their foot on our neck.
Yeah.
And they're not going to give up power. Mm-mm. Now, but in our Oregon, they've got a movement going. A bunch of counties have voted to say, hey, we want to secede and become part of Idaho. And now the Idaho legislature is looking at it. Well,
nice.
You know, we'll take these counties, these six or seven counties. You know, they fit a lot more into Idaho.
Can we join
than
Idaho?
They do Oregon. Well, that's what I'm thinking. Can't we just drop it down so it kind of comes down and takes out, so we all become part of Idaho?
Then people want to go to Idaho.
Well, that means then all the Idaho rules, you know, we fall under the laws of Idaho.
What are
as
the
opposed
laws
to laws of California?
Has anyone actually looked up the laws of Idaho lately?
Well, I do know is that Boise turned blue. Isn't that weird? And that thoroughly infuriated the rest of the state. So, I mean, the rest of the state controls it. But I think Boise voted blue. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So, maybe we're going to have a new, we're going to have a new chief administration officer. We know that. It's just who it
right.
is. And his name has popped up. I found it interesting that it hit the paper today, and I heard about all this yesterday. What else do we have here?
Oh, real quick.
Yes, sir.
Oh. The Reading restart thing. Did
yes.
you get that information?
No.
Oh, they are moving the discussion about housing for the unsheltered from today to the April 14th, 8 to 10
okay.
at City Hall.
All right. Hey, I want to talk about a person that has played a huge huge part in our community. He's a veteran. He's a Korean War veteran. And he is a man that thoroughly, thoroughly cares about people, and especially the veterans. He has done so much for the veterans in our community. His name is Frank Rose. Frank's one of those, you know, you have like heroes. And Frank's one of those heroes of mine that does things out of the goodness of his heart. And he is on committees. He is the gentleman that drives the white car around with all the flags on it, you know, on his car. And, he has not been well and was in the hospital, but he is now home, and I talked to him yesterday, and he sounds great. But I just want to give a shout-out to Frank Rose. He means a lot in so many people's lives, especially veterans' lives. He organizes things. He comes in here. When he comes in here, it's because he wants to get time on the station for American Legion, the Veterans Home, the VFW, anything you can imagine that has to do with veterans. So that's Frank Rose, and you deserve a shout-out, Frank. And you're now your home, so get well, and we'll be seeing you soon. Okay, let's take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community Bank, locally owned locally run, local board of directors. They've been in the business 15 years, and from the day they opened, they've been moving local dreams forward. They've expanded into four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. And we do business with Cornerstone Community Bank, and we're very happy with it. They're very good people. It's nice walking into a bank, and it's kind of like Cheers, the bar. They know who you are. They know your name.
Did they give you a beer?
No, I asked. I said, this is like Cheers. They said, well, yeah, you know, we have bye bye. I said, can I have a beer? And they just looked at me. They gave me a, they offered me a cookie. Not quite as good. Close. Anyway, learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. That's nice.
Yeah, it's like actually that. National Anthem Day, so I also added that in there for you.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. But I guess you know that if you're listening to us. This portion of the show brought to you by a real good business here in town, B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish Premier local retailer. We've had Dish for, gosh, well over a decade. And as with anybody, the only problem we have is if it snows. And I go up there with a broom, and I brush it off, and we're back again. But that's how rare is that? But Doug Tooley has been providing great value, service, and technology for over 30 years. It's a veteran-owned business, and he's got so many great deals down there. But you need to call him at 530-241-DISH, 530-241-3474. This is just a quality business and a good guy. B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Okay. How do you miss 7,000 islands?
With a plane? I got nothing.
Japan, using the latest GSI stuff, found that they have 7,000 more islands that belong to them than they knew about. Now, don't be picturing Maui here. These islands, and the definition of an island, of course, is any piece of land. It's naturally formed area of land surrounded by water, which is above water at high tide. So it can't be underwater at high tide. So it's above water at high tide. And, you know, and at least 330 feet in circumference.
330 feet.
In circumference.
That's still not that big, though.
It's not that big. You look at, they didn't even know they existed through digital mapping until they were found through digital mapping by the Geospatial Information Authority of Japan, GSI. And they used advanced technology cross-reference with past aerial photos to conduct a recount. Now, does this mean, so there are islands, number of islands, went from 6,852 to 14,125. Does this change the landmass? No. What's it change? Their education. They have to tell people now, instead of saying, oh, Japan has 6,852 islands, now they have to say, oh, no, we have 14,125 islands. But in Croatia, and they say 1,000 islands off the coast of Croatia. Some of them are inhabitable because there's no water. Others are, you know, decent size, and they do have water on them. They have several large islands right off the coast of Croatia that people go over to all the time to vacation. But to find 7,000 new islands is kind of, you know, it's kind of interesting.
Well, did, like, an island break apart or something? Was it, like, one big island that was like, oh, we're sinking?
And they became, I don't know. Hey, if you've been following the, I don't know how you couldn't, because it keeps breaking in on every site you go visit, about Alex Murdaugh. He was accused of killing his wife and child and son. And he claimed that his drug pushers had done it because he owed him money. Anyway, he went to trial. It was a big thing. It went on for a while. And the jury got the case, I think, yesterday. And it 3 hours later, came out and found him guilty. They probably said, can we have lunch? You know, it's been a long day. And maybe, I wonder if lunch was part of the 3 hours. So he's been found guilty. I do not understand. I'm not in his head. I'm not in his head. How you could kill your son. You know, are you that far gone? And your wife. And your wife. I can almost understand, because, you know, it's a, you know, you're strange and you two hate each other and all this. You know, why she shoots him or he shoots her. But, to kill your son. But then again, I don't know what the relationships were. But anyway, he was found guilty, and he has been sentenced to life in prison in the deaths of his wife and son. So, justice was served. The House Democrats, you gotta love it. Multiple House Democrats have expressed anger and frustration over President Biden's decision to sign a resolution ending a Washington, D.C. crime bill after they were led to believe he would veto the resolution and protect the bill. They're so outraged over this decision, they've resorted to blasting the White House in expletive-laden epitaphs. One told this outlet, this is effing amateur hour. Why is it taking them so long to hop on that train? I mean, other people have been saying that for 2 years. People have been promising things, and he had said, no, I'm going to veto this. And it came a shock to 173 House Democrats who voted for the bill in accordance with the belief that Biden was planning to veto the resolution and not sign it. So he told me, I'm going to veto it. So they signed it, saying, hey, you know, you got to have law and order here in D.C. He said, no, I'm going to sign it. So they feel...
The D.C. law is
turning people loose. Crime has exploded. Lori Lightfoot, the first Chicago mayor not to be reelected in over 40 years. And then the superintendent of police, you know, the head guy of the police in Chicago resigned the same day. Because both candidates who are running in the runoff have said they're going to fire him anyway. Because of the crime has exploded in Chicago, even worse, if you can imagine, than it was in the past. These rules and laws about turning people loose do not work. You can't stop people. You can't even go up to a prostitute who is on the street, on the same side of the street, and in front of a Catholic private school and tell them to move. You can't even do that under the new law from California that they passed. Oh, no, you're harassing trans and women, and this is harassment, and it's a racial thing and a gender thing. So you can't come up to them and ask for ID or anything like this. Where are we going, my friends? Where are we going? That it would... He slammed the update to the about the new criminal code, that claiming it would exacerbate the already stretched capacity of the court system and it would reduce maximum criminal penalties for violent crimes like carjacking and robberies. And the that was the mayor who said, you know, we can't do this. But the city council overrode her veto. And the U.S. House of Representatives voted 250 to 173 for it. But then he had said, because he's going to veto it. Well, he made his announcement to support the resolution during lunch. He tweeted, I support D.C. statehood and home rule, but I don't support some of the changes D.C. Council put forward over the mayor's objections, such as lowering penalties for carjacking. If the Senate votes to overturn what D.C. Council did, I'll sign it. Which is the right thing to do, right?
Right, right.
Why would you not sign it? But yet, I guess he had given all the indications to Democrats that he was going to veto it if they did it.
So who is he playing for now?
I don't know. Like, I don't know if he knows who he's playing for. Which brings us to my next politician. Senator Fetterman, and God bless him, he's going through hell. They thought he'd had a stroke. He had lightheadedness, and he was in the hospital for 4 or 5 days, and he came out. Within 3 or 4 days, he turns him back in, turns himself up. He asked for help because he's going through a severe depression time. And so he's been hospitalized. And yet people are asking, how could he co-sponsor a bill for railroad safety? Because he's from Pennsylvania. How could he co-sponsor a bill when nobody can talk to him? Which is a good question, really. Well, it is. It's all politics. You know what I believe is that the Democrat Party, and this is just in Pennsylvania, in my opinion, are trying to kill this man.
What?
When he had that stroke. No, I mean that. Not taking a knife and sticking it in his chest.
Right, but with stress.
But with stress. I mean, this guy had a stroke, and he was down hard. He still can't talk. He hears when people talk, it sounds like, Elmer Fudd. No, it sounds like the teacher. You know when you used to watch Peanuts and the teacher would be talking to me. Blah, 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 blah. He said that's what he hears. That's a severe problem. That's why he can't take questions. He needs to see him in writing, and then he can respond. But then now he's suffering from the, you know, this is a man that should have probably taken a year off, maybe 2 years off,
retired.
To fully recover. I mean, not run, but they pushed him into this, and they didn't have to. There was another guy standing in the, you know, standing behind him that if Fetterman had dropped out, he could have stepped up and run. And who knows what would have happened, but they ran Fetterman. Now, here's a guy who's like 6'6", 6'7", big guy. You always see him in the hoodies. And he was a big physical guy. And now when you look at him, he looks like he's lost 70, 80 pounds when you see the photos. And then having that problem, and now he was brave enough to turn himself in and get help for this depression. I thoroughly applaud him for this, and I hope it works. But, my God, this man should have never run. And, you know, I'm sure he's combative in the sense of I'm the best man for the job and all that. But people needed to take a look at what he was going through. And the people that were around him, his handlers, his help, his wife. And this still went on. I find that, whether it was Republican or Democrat, to have something like this is abhorrent. It just is. That you would, you know, so now he's in the hospital for depression, severe depression. We really don't know what the longevity on the stroke is. You know, how much longer is that going to be? And I'm sure that's part of his depression. He can't be the representative. He can't be the senator for the people because he's not there through not his fault. So, I don't know. It just seems wrong to me from the very beginning. And then Dianne Feinstein's in the hospital. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, she's in the hospital too. And she's doing well. They say she's got shingles.
Oh. And yeah, that's not fun.
No, shingles. Oh no. No, that can cause severe health problems. Besides just the pain, depending on where the shingles are, if she has it in her head, it can get, you know, shingles can be anywhere in your body, but if it's up on your head, it can be very, very serious. Very. Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. We're calling Linda Bob. Linda's taking care of HVAC problems. A board went out. A board that we've had for 2 years. It's got a year warranty on it. Does that, oh, Linda, you know, I didn't need to fix the heater in the house because she was so, she was angry about that. It just heated up the whole room. And I said, so anytime it starts getting colder, and I said, hey, Linda, can you imagine that board was only good for 1 year warranty? Starts her all over again.
How to start a fire.
Oh, my goodness. I'm glad, you know, it was. Why would they build a board? Now, we've had that same system for years, right? Board worked. Then the board finally went out. Put the new board in. 2 years later, it goes out again. Planned obsolescence.
Yeah. Isn't that like a design flaw that they intend to do?
I don't know. Oh, but we have Kenworth. It's, you know, the washer dryers used to buy from Sears, for, you know, decades ago.
Oh.
The old ones, right? She has had that since 1997. And this isn't one that gets used once every 2 weeks. I mean, she is in there doing laundry like her mom does. I mean, it's, if it's not every day, it's every other day, right? Doing laundry for two people. She finds ways. I do not dare leave something anywhere. She has trained me to, if you want to keep that, put it away in the drawer, right? Because if it's on the floor or if it's in the chair, it gets washed.
Good for her.
This hoodie I'm wearing today, yes, I am wearing a hoodie. I wear it once, and I can't find it. She says, where'd you leave it? I said, I was here on the chair. Oh, it's probably in the wash.
Washed it. Yeah.
Washed it. Anyway, moving on. Inflation comes. And I hate to break your, I don't want to break anybody's bubble here. Inflation has come to Budweiser.
Oh no.
Americans are drinking less beer after Bud Light, among others, raised their prices. In their latest quarterly results, total volume of beer sold decreased by 0.9. At the same time, total revenue grew 10%, with price increases a key driver of that. After price increases and really complicated weather in the month of December, the CEO called the quarter four results in the U.S. a one-off complicated quarter in a call with investors. The last quarter, the average price of a 24-pack of 12-ounce beer went up nearly 8%.
Is that keeping up with inflation or slightly behind?
I think so. No, I'm not, I think it's probably keeping up. The price went up 8.9 last year over year in quarter four.
Wow.
And the rest of them did too. You know, Stella Artois. What is that? That must be a beer. and Michelob Ultra.
Oh, yeah.
Why would people drink light beer? I mean, well, you know what? Drinking light beer is better than drinking... what is that? They make beer with no alcohol in it?
Oh, yeah.
What is that called? Anyway.
It's just non-alcoholic beer.
Non-alcoholic beer. Why would people do that? Because, you know, I've tried it before.
Good,
it doesn't taste like real beer.
It tastes like bread in the bottle.
It is. I know. What's the purpose of drinking beer without alcohol? Except so you can say I'm drinking beer today.
I'm having a beer with my friend.
You have a non-alcoholic beer, and they do. They ought to ring the bell in the bar, and you have to buy for everybody. Just my thought on that. I know I've got something else that I was going to talk about today that I have totally forgotten. Let me see. No, so far, talked about the new, not the new CAO. We do not know that, by the way. But one of the people in the running for this, the new CAO, if you're just checking in, for the County of Shasta, is a guy by the name of Chris Street, who is also the vice president of the New California Movement to Split California, which is not the same movement of the state of Jefferson. The New California wants to divide it east-west. And with all the Central Valley and all these other places being in it, where, of course, the state of Jefferson is going to be the, you know, the 12 counties up here, 12 or 13 counties up here in the north. And it just is a it's kind of strange. And Agenda 21, I will tell you, is it's a radio program that is radio programs that are syndicated. And I know one of the guys that was big on this, and I have no respect for him. Now, I'm not talking about Chris Street, but one of the big guys with that Agenda 21. I have no respect for that man at all. But I do not know this gentleman, and he was the county down there. He was one of the my computer is now coming apart at this time, Pat. He was a former Orange County treasurer, tax collector, and decided not to run in 2010, and because he was under he was fighting a court case where he was ordered to pay more than $7 million in damages. So I don't know who the next CAO is, but I heard about it last night, this whole story, and then it broke today in the paper. So does that make any difference? I don't know. Anyway, when we come back from the news, I've got Zach Bonin with me. And you say, well, who's Zach Bonin? Zach is the man that was given the job to put metered parking into downtown Reading. And he's going to be on, and he's going to explain the parking, how we got here, what's happening. Zach is a great guy. He is really a nice guy that was given this job. So we're going to hear and learn about what the parking is, how it came about, what the what's going on now, where we might be going in the future. So, you know, if you've been complaining about it or you don't understand it, this is the time to call in and ask if you've got a question. Why is it here and not there? why are we doing it just on downtown Reading and not across the river? And, you know, in that area. Or are we going to do that in the other areas, too? It's, of course, it's harder when you've got malls and strip malls. What about private parking spaces like we have right behind us that somehow disappeared as soon as the parking meters came out? Because, you know, we pay rent here, but we do not have a designated parking place. We never have, but it's never really been a problem. And now it is. The parking lot is full. Because people would rather park behind our building than pay. So, and, you know, and things that don't even fall under, Zach, we're going to talk about, you know, about the cost of it and all this. How do we come to that? Anyway, that'll be right after the news, and we'll be right back.
All is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A day after a jury found him guilty of murdering his wife and youngest son, once prominent South Carolina attorney Alec Murdaugh has been sentenced.
For the murder of Paul Murdaugh, whom you probably love so much, I sentence you to prison for murdering him for the rest of your natural life. Those sentences will run consecutive.
With no chance of parole or early release, jurors deliberated less than 3 hours before finding Murdaugh guilty of fatally shooting his 22-year-old son, Paul, and his 52-year-old wife, Maggie, in June of 2021. It was lights out this morning across parts of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Power outages, result of last night's stormy weather, including suspected tornadoes, the touchdown there, and in Shreveport, Louisiana. Forecasters warn of the possibility of severe weather today across parts of Arkansas, western Mississippi, and northern Louisiana. GOP presidential contender Nikki Haley, one of today's featured speakers at the Conservative Political Action Conference.
Haley is the first Republican to challenge former President Trump for the party's 2024 nomination, and she's hoping for a breakthrough at CPAC, which has been packed with Trump supporters in recent years. While some GOP presidential hopefuls, including Ron DeSantis and Mike Pence, are skipping this year's event, Haley will use her appearance to court the party's conservative base. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Justice Department tells a federal appeals court former President Trump can be sued by injured Capitol police officers and Democrat lawmakers over the U.S. Capitol riot. A Trump spokesman notes, however, the president repeatedly called for peace, patriotism, and respect for law enforcement on January 6th. Wall Street, the Dow is up 116 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
A Russian mercenary outfit is urging Ukraine to get out of a town under siege.
Yevgeny Prigozhin, the owner of the Wagner Group military company, has released a video urging Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to withdraw the remaining forces from Bakhmut to save their lives. Clad in military fatigues, Prigozhin charged that Bakhmut has been effectively encircled, leaving just one road that Ukrainian troops can use. The Wagner chief claims that the forces left in Bakhmut consist of elderly people and teenagers, urging Zelensky to pull them back to prevent them from being slaughtered. Following the statement, an elderly man and two young men, purportedly captured Ukrainian soldiers, were shown to make the plea to Zelensky. I'm Charles Tiladesma.
Nigeria's National Police Force says at least a dozen people killed today in an explosion near an illegal oil refinery site, the country's oil-rich Niger Delta region. News and analysis at townhall.com. The jazz world has lost one of its greats.
Influential jazz innovator Wayne Shorter, whose lyrical jazz compositions and pioneering saxophone playing sounded through more than a half century of American music, has died. He was 89. A representative said Shorter died Thursday in Los Angeles. Shorter was a tenor saxophonist who made his debut in 1959 and would go on to be a foundational member of three of the most seminal jazz groups, Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, the Miles Davis Quintet, and Weather Report. Keith Peters reporting.
Residents of East Palestine, Ohio, say they're suffering various illnesses following the toxic train derailment more than a month ago. They want the railroad to buy their homes so they can move elsewhere. Residents confronted Norfolk Southern at a town hall forum last evening. This time, the railroad was there, ordered to attend the meeting by the EPA. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's home taking care of HVAC problems. Today, the 3rd of March, 8:05 in the morning. And the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. On the phone is Susan Eastman with our Stocks and Bonds and Wall Street Report. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in the green this morning. Yes, in the green. Yay. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 103 points at 33,134. The S&P 500 is positive 31 points, 4,013. And the Nasdaq Composite gaining 130 points at 11,593. Active stocks this morning, Tesla up $5.20, trading at $196.10. Apple up $3.69, trading at $149.62. NVIDIA down 22 cents, trading at $232.97. Stocks of local interest, Costco down $16.49 at $469.32. Target down 87 cents, trading at $165.13. And Walmart down 15 cents at $140.35. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 4.024%. For commodities, gold is priced at $1,839 per ounce, silver $21.86, and crude oil is priced at $78 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Susan, did you say that Costco was down?
Yeah.
Well,
you know, Costco is an amazing company, as you know.
Yeah.
And it used to be $612.
Wow.
And the 52-week high. And the low for the year is 406. So 469 has a small dividend, so it might be a little bit lower. Good time to buy it.
That's going to change because Linda's going to Costco today. And I'm sure the stock prices will jump 10 bucks a share. So.
Thank you, Linda.
Thanks a lot, Susan. Have a nice week.
Have a great week.
Hey, that's Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments over at Stifel Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company. And she's located at 2701 Park Marina Drive. And her phone number is 530-244-7199. And she's good at what she does. What's the weather look like, buddy?
The weather today, of course, it's going to be cold and rainy. But, yeah, today
it's going to be cold and rainy and snow off and on until next
Wednesday.
Wednesday. There you go.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be.
Right. A little more specific is widespread frost before 8, and then it's going to be cloudy, high near 55 today. Tonight we're going to have showers after 4 a.m., low around 33.
Snow showers after 4 a.m.
Yeah. No showers. Chance of precipitation is about 80%. Saturday, rain and showers all day, becoming rain after 9 a.m. High near 50, you know, and then it's going to be windy, gusts around 22 miles an hour, 100% chance of rain Saturday night, rain showers before 1 a.m., then snow. Snow.
Well, I'm getting ready to tell the horse it's every animal for themselves here pretty soon. So.
Still doing the bandage thing, huh?
Nope. Bandages are off.
Yay.
She is back to, she'll be back to full training again probably next week. So, okay. Yeah, no, she's fine. Thanks to Dr. Shaw and Crossroads Veterinary. We love those people.
Right.
So, hey, your weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a local business in Anderson, a veteran-owned business for the past 20, 25 years. They do treat their customers as warm friends. All the propane comes out of one tank, my friends, at down south someplace. So it comes down to customer service, and that is where Shasta Gas Propane shines. They've got discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got all different types of plans. They do so many things for our community. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Did that gentleman call back again? Okay. I'm going to take this call before I get to my guest, he is ready, though, my guest. So,
Ron.
Ron, what's your question, buddy?
Well, I just got a comment to make.
Sure.
I'd like to see the state of Jefferson. If we stay with California, we're going to have the same same doggone laws. They own our water. They take our money, and then they only send half of it or a portion of it back. So we're going to have the same problems. And the young lady named Janet has written the Constitution. We'd go back to the we'd follow the Constitution. So.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like the state of Jefferson better than the New California one. Because you kind of know what you're getting up here. You're never going to know what you get for that other one.
No, we don't. And another thing, Oregon is having problems with their state, so maybe we could join with like they were going to in the first place, and it would kind of defeat the thing with poor old Idaho, because that way they'd have a seaport now if they could go with Jeffers, because that's Jeffers.
Yeah, they wouldn't have a seaport if they just took the Oregon counties.
Well, yeah. I think it goes clear to the coast.
Well, ours would. Does Oregon's?
Okay, so anyhow, like I said, I would like to see the state of Jefferson. So anyhow,
okay.
Thank you for your program.
I just want to see fair representation up here. That's all I want. I want to know that we got a chance that that our two representatives, one senator, one assembly person, woman, aren't sitting there. They could have their dogs, and I'm being facetious here, but they could have their dog sit there in their seats and vote, because that's the chance that, you know, we have.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if we had fair representation up here, it would make a big difference. We'd at least have something to say about what happens to us.
Yep,
okay,
indeed.
Thanks a lot, Ron.
Thank you.
That was purely an aside. Now, I have with me Zach Bonnet. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me.
As I said in the last segment, that one of the nicest guys you're going to meet, and has been given the job to revamp all of parking in Reading. So can you tell us how this came about?
Sure. We can go way back to start out if we want. I mean, I was looking at a lot of the history for the city of Reading and how we got here, and that was kind of some of the history we've done. We've been working on this for about 2 years. It's a project. And so, you know, looking, when this started back in the 40s, you know, late 40s, 50s, I mean, it was way before our time, hopefully both of our times. when
I think it was about one. Yeah, way before our time.
1 cent for every 20 minutes is what it started out as. And the parking meters. And you can look at all the old black and white photos. There's parking meters all over downtown and in about the same locations as they are today. And so then over the years, it raised to about 1 cent. It actually, in the 80s, it went all the way down to 1 cent for 3 minutes, which equals about 20 cents per hour. And that's what it was all the way up till, you know, a year ago when we took out the meters. And so what was happening was is the meters eventually just started deteriorating. They're old, ancient antiques that were the same meters that were put in, and there were not any parts for them anymore, and so you couldn't replace them, and we had to decide, what do we do with these old meters? And you know, we were down to about 180 parking meters when we ended up taking them out of, I think there was at one point 700 or 800 parking meters around Dundee.
Now, you did try putting in new meters, those digital ones.
Yep.
And what happened with those?
Well, we tried them. They're very expensive, number one. And, you know, there's a lot more maintenance when you have individual meters, space by space. We tried about 50 of them. And they were working, and they're still in place. We took those out as well recently. But we tried those in a couple locations. And, you know, trying to maintain one by one was if you were to put 800 of those in, that would have been
And certain people of the night were busting them.
That's right.
Cost a bunch of money just to try to repair it.
Absolutely.
From what I heard.
No, it's true. It's true. I mean, when we'd get reports of that, and we'd go out and try to collect, and there'd be broken ones and have to repair them. And so those were even going away as well.
Okay. I'm going to take a break here, and we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, is the place where I get my haircut. And it is a great place. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so I give them a call. Tell them what time it works for me. They get me in there. So you can make it work on your schedule. You don't have to wait in line. You call them at 530-244-9478. I haven't had a bad haircut there in 15 years. And that's a lot to say, because I've had bad haircuts before in other places. Not only that, but it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
You don't know what you got till it's gone. You live that life and put up a fucking lie.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only area hospital with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. Enables a surgeon to perform minimally invasive surgery with an advanced set of instruments and a 3D high definition view. So what's that mean? Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times, only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm with Zach Bonin, and he is in charge of parking, the man that put the plan together when it came to him. And we're going to try and explain this today. And Indian Dave called, and he said, what are you doing with those old meters?
That's a good question. Yeah, we actually had quite a lot of requests for those old parking meters. So I think what we're going to do is a nonprofit type of auction. We're going to partner with somebody. We haven't decided who yet, and kind of go through and try to auction them off and give them to some group who is able to do that for us. We otherwise they'd just go to surplus. So
yeah, I'd be glad to do that. You know, we're nonprofits sometimes. okay, Zach. Okay, that's the history of it, and now we know what we're going to do with the meters. How did we come to where we are now?
Well, so it was a question then we had to take to city council is, well, what do we do now? We have to purchase new system of some sort. How do we move forward? You know, we had a couple options, and one was, you know, we had to look at the existing costs, and that didn't this doesn't include purchasing meters, but, you know, how do we maintain what we have? And so we had a couple parking lots we had to maintain. We have to resurface those. We had at one point 12 parking lots. We sold many of those off. We're down to about 2 now for the city of Reading for parking off street. And so that started to get a bit limited when we started doing construction. So what the city did was we went out and leased about 6 parking lots for off street parking. That's a pretty significant cost to lease all those parking spaces for off street parking. And so we have that cost, and then we have all the maintenance costs, and we have you know, there was some enforcement. It wasn't a robust enforcement because we've kind of pared that down too. But there's some enforcement costs associated with that too. So we had to say, who's going to pay for all those costs, and how is it going to work? Is the general fund going to pay for those existing costs, or are we going to go back to the older system where we had a metered type system, or a third one, maybe there's a business district of some sort that would pay for the parking, and all those three options were on the table. We ended up having a consultant going through a couple different phases of, you know, how do we move forward? The end result was the system that you see. So it's kind of the most modern type of parking. We jumped from, you know, the very old to the very modern in one big fell swoop. And so now we have a lot of options to pay and the meters. And so that was the decision that was made. And now it was kind of been my job to kind of implement that system.
You implemented it. So don't hold Zach.
That's right.
And this came down to Zach. Okay. so you selected this parking system.
Mm-hmm.
And this parking system is probably in other cities, I imagine. We're not a pilot program for it.
Oh no. Yeah, it's actually a global system. But in the United States, there's many, many cities and a lot of around this California. In fact, Paso Robles, Truckee, and Sacramento, and a few others use the same system. It's very common. Actually, it's becoming more and more common.
Well, in Truckee right now, I'm sure that the meters are under snow.
Yeah, I don't think there's much parking in Truckee.
Okay, so how did you select the areas for the meters to go in?
Well, that was actually an easy one. We just actually followed the plan that's been in place since the 40s. I mean, we actually followed the same parking spaces. What's hard to realize is that it's been so many years before, you know, you see all the meter poles out on the street, all these kind of poles everywhere. At one point, there was meters on every single one of those poles. And in fact, in the parking lots, there were poles. And in the parking garage, there were meters when it all opened up. And that's what funded those additional lots that the city had and what funded the whole system. It was actually a pretty robust system going up into the 70s when things started to change.
Okay. So this system, after due diligence and having an expert come in and look at all this, one of the complaints was from downtown businesses that said people were parking in front of their businesses all day long.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point of a parking system. I mean, downtown's an interesting animal. I mean, we have a lot of shared parking. When we started analyzing how much parking do we have, and there's about 800 paid parking. There's about 800, 900 free parking spaces on the street. We have 375 off-street parking spaces that are now in the paid system.
Mm-hmm.
And then not to mention there's like about 1,500 private parking spaces associated with businesses. And so there's a lot of parking spaces. It's just how they're managed. And so whether a business decided to put parking in their lot or not is kind of a decision of that business owner and that property owner. And the downtown specific plan specifically allows that. You don't have to put parking in downtown if you don't want to. And that's part of being downtown.
Yeah. Well, okay. So this is an automated system. But not totally. If I go outside and I did this, I stuck a quarter in, and I used the license plate of the car that was parked there in front because I wasn't going to walk around and find mine. And, like, I don't know my license plate number. I know half of it. So I used that one. It came back. It was in the system, and it gave me 15 minutes.
That's
so
right.
So if I wanted to run in someplace, I stick a quarter in, give them my license plate number, I got 15 minutes.
That's right. We left that option. We don't want to. We definitely didn't want to go full, you know, app-based or tech-based type of system. We always want to have the ability to put one quarter in on the street.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that don't want to put apps on their phone, don't want all that tech, and just want to put a quarter in. But that is one challenge. I think we recommend people take a picture of your license plate so you have it with you when you're running around. Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Keep it in your photo gallery.
Yeah. Now, I've seen people on this one right in front of our building here, by the way, so we don't have any excuse. Oh, gosh, you know, I didn't know where it was, you know, and I don't have an app, and it's snowing. Can you put up, if you come up to it, can you put a debit card or a credit card in?
Both. Yeah, they accept debit or credit cards. And, you know, that was a complaint of the smaller meters. They didn't have that type of option in our little coin, even electronics ones we had. You can get the meters. That was an option to get an individual meter with a credit card in each one. But
I've seen those before.
Yeah, they had that in Chico. Actually, they just pulled all those because similar issues. If you have hundreds of those credit card things, it's a maintenance difficulty for sure.
Okay. So you have an app for this.
We do.
And it's the Flowbird app. And you can, if you want to use an app, you can drop it to your phone. Now, I had two very, very bright people sitting on that couch yesterday that were trying to pay for their parking. And they could get to 39, which is this area right here. And they could not pay. Why was that?
Well, you know, it's a thing that once you use it, it seems very, very simple. But once you look at it, when I first looked at this app, there's a lot of buttons and, you know, it seems like, well, what do I do here? But it is actually relatively simple. And so, once you open it up, it goes right to a map of downtown Reading.
Right.
And then we had a couple of choices of how to implement that app for our community. And we just decided we want all on-street parking to be the same across the board. And so they gave us one PIN for downtown. And we said, let's break that up to east and west side. And so we have two PINs now, one on the east and west. But unless you know that, it's not very clear. And so when you go to the app, it says park, you know, press the PIN closest to you. Well, all that's really saying is downtown Reading. And so you just click the red PIN that's in downtown Reading, which says either east or west side, and you just click that red pin, and it puts you right into the pay system.
Okay.
And it says zone code, and it has legends and other things. Ignore all that. Just click the red pin in downtown Reading, and then it goes right to the pay here.
All right. Terry, Terry, wait, before you start, remember, this man is the gunny. This is the gunny that was told to drain the swamp, okay? This is the gunny that was told to drain the swamp.
Yes, sir. All right. I understand. Not a problem at all.
Go for it.
My issue is not with him at all. It's the moronic idea of this whole thing. I talked to Mark Mazzano, who basically did the same thing you did at one point, Carl, with the 15-minute thing, ended up getting a ticket, went down to the police station, and was upset about it because he was only in there for 15 minutes. Well, really and truly, that was something that he was really upset about. How about an 80-year-old woman? You have that in the chat room who can't find anything there. How about a family of six that come into town and want to go shopping? And, oh, by the way, sir, when Mark Mazzano, and this was a phone call he made to me, returning my phone call, he said he went into businesses, and they're upset about it. Nobody's happy about this parking situation. And even when you go to actually down to court, or you go down to Board of Supervisors, you go down for any type of meeting downtown, you have to pay the city of Reading to do something that you're constitutionally protected to do. For me and a lot of people that are maybe on a fixed income and the family coming in, it's the guy's got to move his car every 2 hours. I don't know if you struck that or not. Did you strike that, or do you have it still where they have to move every 2 hours?
Okay, we haven't hit that yet, but we will.
Okay, well, when you do hit that, the thing that's, that, you know, a family of six come into town, or four, the girls want to go shopping, dad wants to get something to eat, then they decide, well, you know, let's go get a snack. They come back 3 hours later, and they have a ticket.
Now,
how in the heck does any of this ridiculous stuff help business in Reading? And as Carl said at the beginning of the program, and I agree wholeheartedly, I know I'm going to do more of my shopping where I don't have to pay for parking. I'm not going to go and pay $17.95 for an omelet and then have to pay for parking to go eat my omelet and then come out and maybe land into some friends and I'm longer than 2 hours and getting a ticket for it. I've never seen anything, and I've been here since 1975, I've never seen anything this moronic. And Mark Mazzano, this was an exact quote. Well, what should we do? That was a quote. So really and truly, what in the world? And again, sir, I know you're just the
best. And we all know it's not Zach.
No, so. It's not you, Zach. And you know, God bless you for doing this. You're kind of like the guy who has to bring the notice home to the folks after they've lost a loved one in a battle or in war.
Yep.
And it's just so stupid. Who in the heck ever thought of this idea? That
City
does
Council.
Not help downtown business. It deters it. And the businesses are telling you guys that. What's going on?
Okay. But we know City Council is the one that did it.
Yes, sir. City Council did it. Unbelievable.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Terry.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
We got to take a break here. But Terry is kind of saying what a lot of people you've heard it. I'm sure you have. But we've got to make sure everybody delineates the fact the gunny here was told to drain the swamp, okay? Now he's up to his butt in alligators. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pop, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, I'll hop with the hop. Where the app starts to move and the music isn't smooth with the hop. All the
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday night. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, the salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. They've been around since 1993. Judy Maxwell has built a insurance and financial management company, two separate divisions, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Hey, if you're looking for a second opinion on your insurance or retirement plans or 401ks, because you know that's crazy out there, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation, and she'll tell you, yeah, you're okay, or you might want to start thinking about this. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And Judy Maxwell treats her customers like they are family. That's what I can say. I'm here with Zach Bonin, who is the man that was told, he's the gunny that was told to drain the swamp, and now he's up to his butt in alligators. And as I point out that you've spent a lot of time putting this thing together. Going back into historical records, we've had parking meters down in Redding since 1940. You're wondering what we're doing with the old parking meters? They're going to auction them off, and the funds go to a nonprofit, which is a good idea because those things are probably worth some money, I imagine, to people.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Who wants this, yeah.
Okay, so it's 2 hours, but as you pointed out during the break, it's always been 2 hours.
Yeah, that hasn't changed. I mean, there's been, like I was mentioning, there's been a little bit of discrepancies about it's 9 to 5 here or 8 to 5 over there or 8 to 6. And what we really did was change it from 2 hour and then 8 to 6 downtown, consistently. So that's that, where the meters are and where the time limits are, that actually hasn't changed just, you know, for many, many years. That's actually
okay.
Been
for
same.
Decades. We're
decades,
talking about
yeah, decades.
All right. So there, and you said, but there are lots that you can go in there for 10 hours.
Absolutely. Almost all of our off-street lots, we have them on every corner of downtown Pine and Tehama, over here on California and Tehama, and we have...
Yeah, they're big lots back there.
Yeah, big lots, where the city allows for... We signed them now. They say 10-hour parking, and so you can go in there and be longer than 2 hours. We try to put them as, you know, spaced apart, but... You know, we want to make sure if you're getting your hair cut or going down for a longer appointment of some sort, that there's somewhere to park for 3-4 hours. For sure.
Yeah, like Terry said, if you're going out and all of a sudden it's longer than 2 hours. So if you use one of those lots, you can then either walk back there and put another $2 in or a dollar in.
Or you can use your app.
Or you can use your app. But there's a lot of people
it.
Out there.
Right.
This one person said, yeah, I can see a 80-year-old with a flip with a flip phone, how that's going to work. My other favorite comment here was, has anybody reached out to the pillow guy? You know, the pillow guy. What's his name? Mike? The one that says he's going to give money to the
right,
county.
Right.
For, has anybody reached out to him to see if he would pay for all the parking? I thought that was kind of cool.
I had a phone call real quick, and he wanted to ask if there were specialty plates that people had that would change things, like handicap or...
That's true. If you do have a handicap placard, you don't have to pay for parking, and you don't have to abide by the time limits. And so they're able to... People ask me a lot, well, where's the handicap parking? Well, it's everywhere. They're able to park in any of these spots.
Any spot, as long as you've got the placard out there.
Correct. Or the plates.
Or the plates.
Mm-hmm.
How about if you have KCNR in the back of your...
Not yet.
You haven't gotten to that yet. Okay. Here's a question. How did you come up with $1 an hour?
Well, looking at...
From 20 cents an hour.
Well, you know what's interesting? I actually had one of the slides in the city council presentation where we said, what would be, you know, if you just took the natural rate of inflation from the 80s when it was set at 20 cents per hour till today, and it would actually be like $1.08. And so... You know, if you just took the natural rate of inflation, it'd be a dollar from historical times. But also we looked at a lot of different things. I mean, the cost of doing business and the kind of the cost of the system and try to do some cost benefit analysis.
Where does the money go?
It goes back into paying for the system 100%.
100% to keep the system up. So the city makes money off of parking tickets then?
No.
No?
No, in fact, the parking tickets, you know, the cost of doing they're about $24 for a ticket.
Yeah,
part of that goes to pay for the court system, the DMV, and then the rest barely. If we're lucky, we'll pay for the enforcement staff.
Okay, so and let's talk about the enforcement staff and how it's enforced. Because people, well, how does he check? So you hired an enforcement officer, and again, if Zach's the gunny. He's the Lance Corporal that the gunny has said go out there and fight off the alligators for right now. He, too, is not to be abused in any way. How does he check the cars?
Well, the parking enforcement officer is a new position. I mean, we've had it. Again, this is another position that's been around for years
and
years.
Are ringing.
Yeah,
I
hear them ringing. Yeah. There was a ticket person for many years.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name, but she was around for, you know, 15 years.
Yeah.
She retired a few years back, and we haven't replaced that position. But now we've reinstated the parking enforcement officer. He's got a little vehicle. He drives around downtown. And he's got a phone that can scan license plates and look to make sure that the system is all up and paid.
So I heard it's kind of like a radar gun.
Yep.
So that he'll point it at the license plate, and then it's linked to the parking meter,
mm-hmm.
and will tell you whether it's
paid or not.
Paid or not.
Yep.
So if he drives by at 2 hours and 10 minutes, just happens to drive by there, you got it.
Could. I mean, we're trying to be as flexible on that as much as we can. But
you don't tell them how long you've been there.
Correct.
In other words.
Okay. Correct. Yeah. Yeah, we'll know that. We'll know all that. I mean, the reason about all the technology is not necessarily to do enforcement and do all those things. It's really to make sure that the system works well. So our goal is to maintain an 85% occupancy rate downtown. And what that means is you want to see the streets so they're not 100% vacant, but you also don't want to see them where they're 100% full. And that's what we were seeing, is we were seeing the streets that were 100%.
Well, I've seen cars parked here for hours in front, you know.
Absolutely.
And you know, for us, that's not a big thing. But for Maxwell's and the other places down here, that becomes a problem.
Yeah, and that's what I'm actually hearing is from the businesses. What we were seeing is there is no parking. Everybody's parking here for 8 hours, and nobody's moving, and the vehicles are just stagnant here. And how do you need to get those moving again, and how do you do that? I mean, what's the mechanism to make that happen? And this is the mechanism. And so what we're seeing is that's working. We've actually seen the streets actually open up. Market Street is, you know, a little bit above 85%, but some of these streets out on the outskirts.
You say 85%.
Oh, occupancy. So
okay.
What we like to see is a spot or two available on every block throughout the day, so that when you pull into downtown, you're going to find open parking. I mean, you're looking out. We're looking outside on the street right now. We're not seeing anybody parking out there.
Yeah, it's not 9 o'clock yet, and give them an hour. But I've come through here before. And there's no parking on either side of the street.
That's right. Most mornings.
And, since we've started this thing.
Oh, right.
And, you know, during the day. And then in the evenings, though, it's off at 5, so people can then go to dinner and all this without worrying about it. Is that true?
That's a very good point. Yeah. I mean, I can't emphasize enough that nights and weekends are still free. I mean, that's always been the case, and that's still the case. After 6 p.m. and all weekend, those are free for, you know, all the activities that go on in the evening. And I was out here last night, and it was packed. Downtown is busy right now.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick, there was also a caller that had a question about the colored zones. There was the yellow zone as well as the green zone that's supposed to be like 12 minutes, and how is that being
enforced? How does that work?
Loading, and et cetera.
That's a good question.
For us average people.
Yeah, we're still working on adding a few more signage to make that clear, to make them all consistent. There's some, you know, a little bit different colored signs out there, but we're just trying to have a nice consistent signage so everybody knows what's going on. It'll clarify that a little bit, but just so everybody knows, 30-minute parking where we have some green curb, that's free. So by the post office, and then there's some 30, you're looking out, there's a few spots around town. If you can find the green zone, you get 30 minutes free. That's to run in coffee, you know, pick up your food, deliveries, that sort of thing.
Is that on every block?
Most blocks. There's a green zone on the corner. You know, the corner of California and Plaster is a good example.
Okay.
There's two little green, spaces there.
Okay. I was wondering what those were.
Yep.
And so, Nate, go out and buy some green paint. Make sure it matches what they have. Okay.
The post office is free still on the one side.
Yeah.
On Oregon. And so a lot of people ask me that question. Do I have to pay to, you know, drop off my mail? No, that's free. Loading zones are yellow. Those are free. All the alleys are loading zones. And so the new alley is going to be beautiful, by the way. It's going to open up here pretty soon. The California Market Alley.
A bit for the businesses that are still there.
Yeah. Well, there's some new ones coming that I'm really excited about. And that's going to have what's called a flex, you know, loading zone. And so that'll be where you can go in and load and unload and drop off
fit
people.
Through it now? Because it was a little tight for a while.
Yeah, we actually added 13 feet. And it's a beautiful, it'll be a beautiful sign.
We got to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they've just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new homestyle side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Mandy Ahrens with Shasta Beam High Speed Internet. We have been building new towers and expanding our network so we can offer 100 megabits per second speed packages to rural Northern California, giving you faster and more reliable internet. We understand that high speed internet, unlimited data, and local technical support is important to our community. Shasta Beam has internet packages that start at only $59.95 a month. Call us today for a free installation special and try Shasta Beam risk-free with our money back guarantee. Visit ShastaBeam.com for more information.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's taking care of HVAC problems, so I get to come here and I have a great time. My guest is Zach Bonin, who is the man that put together the parking plan and implemented it from instructions from the city council. So, as I've said earlier, he was the gunny that was told to go out and drain the swamp, and now he's up to his butt in alligators from people that are questioning this. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Zach. Zach, did you do any research on what what drew everybody to the malls? The lack of parking and the easy parking, everything right together there. You're liable to be driving them right back to the malls.
Okay, I see what you're saying. You know, yeah, we talked a little bit about this, but let's go back and address that. Thanks, Bill.
All right.
People that can go at other places get the same kind of stuff, but as you said, this is small businesses down here.
Yeah, there's a mix. I mean, downtowns are a unique place, and they've become a real popular place in recent years again. I mean, downtowns have had a revitalization, and I think that's due to the cool options that you have with these small businesses. I've been walking around doing this,
yeah,
meeting a lot of business owners, and I've been in some really nice small businesses.
Oh, there's some great small businesses.
I didn't
down
realize.
Here.
I mean, I was in Abe's Haberdashery and Apricot Lane.
Yeah, those are cool.
And there's some vintage shops that are opening up, and you know, they have so really unique. There's some a lot of places to buy gifts, stuff you don't get at a big box store of sorts. And
yeah.
I mean, if you go to a big parking lot over – and so the question really comes down to parking, and is that really a – does that make the difference between a community? And so if you have a downtown that's all parking, then you don't have the small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And so the nice thing about a downtown is that you don't have to walk through parking lots after parking lots, and then, you know, you might get to a business and then get to another parking lot. You know, when you're looking at a downtown, you want to be able to walk past some very active spaces. You never know. You might walk past something and you're like, oh, that's interesting. Let's go in there and check that out. And if you end up with all parking spaces, you don't get that active kind of.
The you had so many vouchers that – 130, I think you said, or 127, whatever, vouchers that people could buy for $25 a month.
Oh, the employee parking.
Employee
pass.
Parking pass.
Yes. Yeah, so employee parking. So that was, you know.
Because that's $1 an hour off their take-home pay.
Yes, if the employees had to pay the $1 per hour. I mean, so we wanted to make sure, number one, you know, you got the private parking lots, and some businesses have some availability of private parking. And then the next one is free parking. There's out around the outskirts, there's, you know, like I said, 800 free parking spaces that people can utilize. And you really have to pay attention to the signs. And so their signage will say 2-hour parking or there's no signage, and no signage is free. And so if you find one of those blocks that has no signs, you can park there for free. Employees are definitely starting to search those out and find those. And then the last option is where we had some availability, and we are a little slow to start that, is we started about we issued 175 employee parking passes. Now, we have about 375 off-street parking spaces to utilize. We could utilize all of those for employee parking passes, but we wanted to save about half of those for, like we mentioned before, the long-term parking, the 10-hour parking spaces. Now, as we look at the rates of utilization, we're realizing we could probably release a few more employee parking passes. And, you know, I've actually only had requests for, you know, low 300 parking passes, and I have 375 off-street parking passes to give. It's just how many, you know, do we want to get to that, you know, upper level? But I have plenty.
This is a this is not set in stone, this
no.
plan.
No.
This is a living document, as you might say. And you're going to see how things work, and then you can adjust from there.
Absolutely. I mean, if you see a block that's just not getting utilized, we have a lot of levers to pull, signs to change. So what we're going to look at, that if that 85% occupancy is kind of our main thing that we look at, mm-hmm. and you have a block on the outskirt that's just at 35% occupancy and no one's utilizing it, we have two options. We have more than two options, but a couple options might be we could lower the rates, we could remove the signs, we could allow employee parking at those locations, you know, and there's a few other things that we could do to kind of make that rate go back up to where we get that 85% occupancy.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you could raise it.
Oh, well, I mean, theoretically you could, but I don't see that happening.
I don't see that happening, yeah. Not unless you want to see pitchforks and torches. Now, there's another parking structure downtown, which is the same cost, the same amount as a dollar an hour.
Yeah, that's another interesting point. Downtown is not just the on-street parking. We also work with the private developers, and it's a private garage, but it has 400 parking spots, the big parking garage in California. And that is also a dollar an hour. It's gated, but it, you know, we're seeing about, I think I've heard 50% occupancy in there, so about 200 people utilizing that on a regular basis during the day. They have a lot of spots for their employees and also their residents. And so that's utilized, but there's still 200 plus spaces in there available for the public to use. And that's, again, more than 2 hours. So you could go in there and park for all day.
Did their cost of parking a dollar an hour have anything to do with the city's decision to make it a dollar an hour?
Well, sure. I mean, there's definitely a relationship there. I mean, if we're below that or above that, it might make some changes on, it's just not, it's a little bit more consistency throughout downtown.
Okay. People that come in and use private parking areas, I've noticed that.
Yep.
And just right here at our business. And I've heard complaints from a couple other people that, you know, that was parking for them and all of a sudden it's filled up. And
we're definitely seeing that. I mean, as these private parking lots, are being impacted, you know, there's business owners are going to have to kind of utilize their tools that they have, and that might be signage. And some people are trying to be out there and enforcing a little bit more and trying to take a look at that and assigning spots to different businesses and utilizing their space more efficiently. And, you know, as businesses go in and out, you know, trying to – some might be more in the morning and some might be more in the evening and trying to manage those spaces efficiently for those private spaces as well. And so those are definitely issues.
Okay, let's try and get a consolidation of all the facts. One, the parking app has got some things on it that you're changing right now because they have nothing to do with parking, but they are confusing. Two, and that the 2-hour parking has been around since 1940. There are parking lots that you can park for 10 hours there. That means you pay for 2 hours and like Terry says, oh, now it's over 2 hours. If you don't, you know, if you have it on an app, you can just add another hour to it. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, if you're out there and you're one of the longer lots, you can keep adding until
you get 10.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
And if you're, you know, and also don't forget under 1551, the old Dickers building, there's another parking lot down there underground that's still there and that's open to the public as well. So there's not 50 spots down there, but in those private spaces, the app wouldn't apply because they're totally a different system.
Okay. And what's the last thing you really want? I got like 3 minutes. What's the last big things you want people to know?
Well, I'm working with, I've walked around to most of the downtown businesses. We're working with them to provide downtown parking and really opening up the downtown parking. I'm excited for downtown. We're seeing the vibrancy start to grow. We're seeing the spaces kind of start to turn over, seeing that walkable kind of very interesting vibe downtown. The businesses are starting to see that customer usage of the downtown, and that's really what we're trying to open up, is trying to see that downtown have that parking availability. And so as we're moving forward, we're going to stay on top of it. We're going to manage this down to the detail. I mean, we'll have enough data to know exactly block by block what's being utilized and how to, you know, pull those levers, as I say, to make sure it's working appropriately.
And this is a living system here, so it can change. If you have a placard, if you have a disabled placard, you can park anywhere downtown for free.
That's right.
And for any length, any length of time then, too,
that's true.
I guess.
Yeah, well.
Okay. All right. I don't know. I was questioning this, and I told Zach this yesterday. I don't know, Zach, if I should have you on, because you're gonna come up with the answers for this. And I've been having so much fun with this parking thing.
Oh, one more thing. You know, the county thing is the county parking lot has their own parking underneath the parking garage over at the heard at the Board of Supervisors chambers, and that is not managed by us. That's the county parking. But those meters down below are public, and you could be there longer than 2 hours.
What about like Woody's? And it's got that, you know, it's on Oregon Street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is that paid parking now?
No, actually, that's outside of our parking zone. That's never been a parking area. But, you know, you're starting to see people move into outside of the – they're finding that free parking zones, and so they're starting to impact those other areas. But, you know, we'll have to keep an eye on that to make sure that those businesses outside the zone don't get impacted.
Now, I wonder if this woman who just pulled in and she's on her phone, if she's using the app right now.
Looks like she's looking at the signs and maybe putting her license plate in, so it could be. I mean,
oh, the other big thing I took is people take a photo of your license plate so you don't get all the way down to the meter and you look at it and you're off a number because it will not take your money. Won't it say its license plate is not recognized or not?
No, I think if you could, I mean, if that's, it's an issue though. If you put in the wrong digits,
Yeah,
if you put in the wrong digits, and then we scan your license plate and it's not the same license plate, we won't be able to know that that's your vehicle. So you
well,
make sure
I thought this thing out here said
it's not that smart. It's not that smart.
Okay. Well, good, because neither am I. Zach, thanks a lot for coming here. We're going to invite you back in a month or two and tell us kind of what's going on at
that
point. Yeah, you know, because it's here, my friends. We've got to you got to live in that system. He's going to take a look at some things we've written down as a way to use the app, and if it's not correct, he's going to fix that. So I want to put it on Facebook. So at least you'll have a fighting chance when you come downtown.
Sounds good.
Okay, thanks a lot. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. It's going to be cold and sleety and rainy and snowy, but enjoy yourself as much as you can and be safe out there, and God bless America.
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.